In our second presentation of Chapter 10, Bond Prices and Yields, and Valuation, we learned how to use a modified version of the discounted cash flow model to value a bond. It's very similar to what we did to value a stock. However, there's one big difference. Bonds are far more predictable than stocks. Bonds are fixed, as opposed to stocks, where we have no idea if we're going to get the dividends we think that we're going to get and the price of the stock in the future that we expect. Whereas we pretty much know that unless the bond goes into default, we're going to get our interest payments, we're going to get our principal back. So we learned how to do that manually. And of course, a spreadsheet makes life a whole lot easier. So let's take a look at the spreadsheet that comes with the chapter. And it's using the bond that we discussed in the second presentation from 3M. The coupon yield was 3.05%. Now, what does that mean? $30.50 every year, actually half of that, $15.75, twice a year. The last quote from FINRA, which we don't know if we trust that much, but anyway, $1,096.35. So the current yield is less than the coupon rate. Well, that makes sense because we had to pay more than $1,000 to get that $30.50. They're maturing in approximately 10 years. Notice it's a little bit less than 10 years. And the reason we chose this bond, not only because it matures in about very close to 10 years because the table is on year increments, it also is priced to very close to 2%, and the table only has interest rates at 1, 2, 3, 4%. So the price to yield is at 1.958. The principal, of course, is 1,000. It's an A-rated bond. You would think 3M would be more than A-rated. I would think it would be a double A-rated, but that's what the rating agencies are rating it. And it's callable. No, it's not callable. It's not callable. So the gray area is the area where you put the data in. And the bond calculator says, okay, we're getting an annual payment of $30.50. And it pulls those two present value multipliers that we learned how to do in the presentation out, and the worksheets, out of the table automatically. We don't have to go look them up. And it says that the $30.50 that we're going to get over the next 10 years every year, which is what, $305, is actually only worth to us $274.06 today. Plus that $1,000 we're going to get in 10 years is only worth $824.06. If you add them two together, you get $1,098.12, which is pretty close to what it was selling for, $1,096. Of course, we're really not getting $30.50 once a year, we're getting $15.25 twice a year. So we don't learn how to do this. The spreadsheet does a better job of that. And it turns out that because we're getting that little bit of money sooner than waiting until the end of the year, it's actually worth about a buck more on a present value calculation. So, of course, you can download this to file download as to Excel or make a copy in Google Docs and use it for your calculations. But we want you to learn how to do it manually because then you understand the concept better. Okay? And, of course, feel free to go take a look at other bonds. The cool thing about this bond calculator is we don't have to find bonds that are maturing on a certain year and have a interest rate yield to maturity at a certain integer interest rate. The spreadsheet can do any bond. Very cool. Okay, have fun. And if you have any questions, you know to contact folks. We're in the downhill slide. We're really proud of you for sticking with us this long, considering all the circumstances. We're proud of you. Keep up the great work. Don't give up. Never give up.